the DMV with one earbud hanging in her ear. Next to her was a green lizardy monster, Evan. He was quite gangly and angular, like a scaled Gumby, come to think of it. He looked over the key.
Yeah, see the shape here? It's a symbol for Kismet.
Kismet?
Fate. Destiny, you know.
What does it open?
That I don't know.
Billy looked over and watched as a tiny monster knocked over a coffee cup, spilling it onto a woman. She hurried to clean it up as the monster left. Billy rolled her eyes.
Like I said, dicks.
I know a guy that can help. He's at the emergency room at Valley Presbyterian down the block.
Jesus, I don't... Never mind. Thanks for your help.
He really wouldn't mind. He's the monster of broken bones.
Oh, he doesn't have a dumb name?
No, not at that level. Wait a sec.
She thought on it for a moment.
It's cool. Thanks anyways.
She turned to leave.
Wait.
He rushed behind a counter where a DMV worker sat. Evan grabbed a book and held it out towards Billy.
What's this?
The DMV worker looked at Billy, who appeared to be talking to herself. Billy pulled the microphone on her headphone wire closer to her mouth to feign a phone conversation.
It might help.
She took the book and examined it. It was old and leather-bound. She flipped it open to pages full of drawings, diagrams, and a language full of glyphs.
It's not English.
Well, Val could read it.
Yeah, okay.
Just tell Val when you're done with it and I'll get it back from you.
Thanks.
She walked out. Billy passed random people and monsters who live in parallel worlds on the same planet.
Sorry, you're probably wondering if this was a typical day. It wasn't. Before finding the key, a lot of my days were just filled with dead people. They were much less active than monsters.
A slimy monster tripped a small child. The child cried and the monster giggled. Billy barely registered either. This was all pretty commonplace.
Like I said, monsters are everywhere. All the time. I used to be curious about them, but then I learned that if I left them alone, they generally left me alone, except for the occasional...
Billy!
Billy stopped and slumped her shoulders.
Shit.
Kent, or a kobold of extreme near-talking, rushed over to her. He had goblin-like features and sported large teeth and a German accent. Kent was just the worst.
How are you?
He hovered really close to her face. She leaned back.
Good, Kent.
It's been so long. How's Val?
He's good. I gotta run.
Oh, I'll walk with you.
Okay.
They walked down the street.
I was just telling our mutual friends that we should spend more time together. I would like to know more about Hall and Oates.
The band?
I very much appreciate their use of melodies. I wanted to know if you consider them yacht rock or yacht rock adjacent. I just have never been able to ask a human.
He shivered.
Oh dear. I gotta go.
Ah, damn. We were just catching up.
Sorry. Duty calls. It was great seeing you. Say hi to Val. I will be seeing you.
He ran off as Billy forced a smile and waved.
Bye, you creep.
He hooked a corner and disappeared out of sight. Billy immediately reverted back to her normal disposition.
Kent is what happened when you made small talk with the wrong monster and they realized that you were the only person that could see them. A mistake I stopped making very quickly. After that, generally, the only monsters I interacted with were friends of Val's. Sorry, I'm getting distracted again. What was I saying? Oh, right. Let me just go back to how this all started. Up until July 4th, 2014, I was a totally normal kid. Well, I was super emo, and I listened to a lot of death metal. But that was actually more common than you'd think back then.
Lightning bugs floated around the head of young Billy as she watched fireworks from the grass. She wore all black, had a streak of blonde in her hair, sported heavy eyeliner, and wore large headphones. She bobbed her head to music until she spotted a cat out of the corner of her eye. She sprung up and chased after it as it scurried away.
Here, kitty kitty. God, I don't know why I just admitted to once actually saying here, kitty kitty. Anyways, as much as I hate people, I don't hate animals. I'm not a serial killer.
The cat darted behind a bush. Billy gave chase until she stopped dead in her tracks. She was face to face with Val, who was holding the cat and looked exactly the same as he does today.
Uh-huh.
He checked over his shoulder.
Wait. Can you see me?
Yes?
Peculiar.
The fuck are you?
Val covered the cat's ears.
Whoa, language.
Seriously?
Sorry, I just... Humans can't see monsters. Everyone knows that.
Jesus. I'm going crazy.
No, monsters are real. Here.
He pulled out an ID card. It had his picture with the position title, Vanished Animals Liaison.
Vanished Animals Liaison?
You can call me Val.
What is a Vanished Animals Liaison?
Well, when humans lose their pets, that's me. I do that.
So...
She pointed at the cat.
Oh no, I'm not going to kill her. I'm supposed to eat her.
And that's better?
I don't actually eat them. I'm just supposed to.
What do you do with them instead?
Back in present day, Val lounged on the couch surrounded by cats. He was playing video games. Billy entered and tossed the book down on the coffee table.
What's that? I made noodles.
Billy sat on the couch.
I need you to translate that for me.
Val tried to open the book, but couldn't touch it.
Can you...
Billy flipped open the book.
You can try again, you know.
I'll never pass. I don't have it in me.
She motioned to the cats.
Hey, if you had it in you, we wouldn't have any of them.
Val felt better. He read the first page.
I mean, there's a lot here. It's all about destiny and prophecies and...
This is stupid.
You're not even a little bit curious.
Why do you and Evan have such dumb names?
Hey.
Sorry. You know what I mean.
That's not really an apology, but...
Evan said I can go talk to the monster of broken bones.
Oh.
What?
Maybe you should drop this.
Wait, why? You just said...
Listen, I know you think my world is silly, but there's a whole side of things that you don't know about.
Like?
Well, I don't really know either. They don't tell us.
So the levels aren't so much how scary you are as much as they're, like, clearance levels?
I guess.
Why do monsters need so much bureaucracy?
Beats me. I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense for you to get to learn all of our secrets and you don't even want it.
I didn't choose this. It just happened.
Yeah, well, maybe the stupid key will let you figure out why you can see us and no one else can.
She sprung up, grabbed the book and key, and walked out.
Hey!
Look, I know it seems impossible that I hadn't considered that the key could lead me to answers about myself and my ability, but I'd given up on the why of it all years ago. Growing up, I couldn't exactly Google, why can I see monsters, without ending up in an institution. So, for years, I just had to keep it inside. Got suspended from school for fighting. Couldn't explain there was an ogre making a bully angry. Stayed out past curfew. Couldn't tell your foster parents that you were actually out chasing an imp that stole your notebook. It was hard to go to sleepovers when you were the only one who could see all the boogeymen creeping around your classmates' oblivious little heads. Not to mention the salient question of, were they actually real, or was I just going crazy?
Val hustled up to Billy.
Hey, where are you going?
To the hospital.
Oh.
You're right. This might be my only chance to get to talk to a higher level. I have no choice.
Okay. What if he asks? I'm level 4.